Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Get ready for another heapful of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Pardon me. I'll have a Chardonnay, a marvelous date, it's hard to say. I know we never talk about the Sauvignon Blanc. It's a must-have on the podcast. It's Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Easy, the Pinot Grigio.
You can't ease this flow if I elaborate over a Cabernet. My buddy's the truth. You should study my man Juddy and learn something new.
And finally, I am not in the entertainment business. Jim Lehrer, farewell to the News Hour, 2011. And now, live from Wind Down Media Studios at South Napa Century Center, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mole, and here's your host, Chad Finkelstein.
Good morning, Lauren Mole. Thank you very much for that lively introduction. And how nice that you mentioned Jim Lehrer, who we just lost this last week. Quite a figure in broadcast journalism. A guy with integrity, a dude other journalists studied and looked to for inspiration on how to report the news. And we could use more folks like that these days.
That's right.
So thanks for mentioning. How are you? What's going on?
Oh, I'm fine, Judd. I recently went to our first ever movie night this past Thursday here at Wind Down Media.
Yes, how did that go? I was not able to attend, but that sounded very intriguing and fun.
Well, I'm glad that your sidekick was able to stand in for you.
You represented the JNVS crew.
I did.
The two of us, yes.
Yes. It was a lot of fun. So
paint the picture for me. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the movie that was shown was Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious.
Oh, boy. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, and there was a big party and everything. Everybody was drinking wine and having popcorn. And
it's my kind of party.
And get this, Judd. Yeah. I even had a movie buddy here.
What does that mean?
Oh, someone you get to watch the movie with.
Oh, you had a friend.
I did.
Do you want to mention who this is, or is this getting too personal?
Oh, I should mention it.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Now, how would I describe her?
Her. Okay.
Yes,
this
a
is
her.
Getting more exciting by the moment.
Let's see. Well, she's young. Mm-hmm. She's pure. She's hip. She's Latina.
Oh.
And she used to be our weekend DJ at KVYN, which is now right across the hall from us here at the Century Center instead of right next door when we were at Broadcast Park.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right. I'm talking about Gabriella.
Well, how about that? That must have been fun.
It was.
And what was your impression of the whole evening? It sounds festive, wine, popcorn, and was it a big crowd? Are we going to do this again? I haven't heard.
I think this is going to happen again sometime down the road.
Good. I hope to make it. The space is great for that. I mean, they've done a very nice job out here to make it into, what do you call it, very versatile. So they can use it as some meeting space. They can use it as an entertainment space, music space, movie night space. It's becoming a community center here at
it is.
At Wind Down Media.
Yeah, but sadly at this point, not a TV space.
Well, I know you want to have the TV station here too. One day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day a webcam, which I don't know.
Webcam is coming. I know that.
Oh, dear. I like keeping it theater of the mind. Use your imagination to know what's going on. Anything else we should know about in the world of Lauren Mole?
Oh, Cindy Skinner and Napa Valley Voices. We're going to be starting up a USA Road Trip Spring Repertoire coming up later this year.
Okay, so you'll keep us in the loop?
I will.
Great. Congratulations. You're warming up already?
Warming up for a Sinatra song.
Oh, a little teaser. All right. I'm not even going to start guessing until we get a little closer.
No.
All right.
No.
But that's cool.
So what's been going on with you, Judd?
Hey, things are good. You know, it's a beautiful day in Napa Valley, as always. And let's see. At the winery, it's getting to be Valentine's season. We have our annual Valentine's Day party coming up at Judd's Hill. A little bit beforehand, we'll get you in the mood for the romantic day a few days later. This is going to be Sunday, February 9th at Judd's Hill. It's from noon to 2:30 p.m. And all kinds of fun to be had. I'm not going to give it all away, but details will be at judshill.com. Click on events. And if you are a Judd's Hill Wine Club member, it is complimentary to come. And if you're not a Judd's Hill Wine Club member, if you'd like to be a Judd's Hill winemaker, study hard and come see me in a few years. We've got a good winemaker as it is. But if you are not a wine club member, you should be. It's great. We get all sorts of fun folks coming through, and we guarantee good times among the vines here in Napa Valley with fine wines, on and on. So again, the Valentine's Day party, Sunday, February 9th, details at judshill.com. And it is a benefit for, well, February is Random Acts of Kindness Month. So who else? Be Kind Napa. It's the first time we're benefiting that. And Be Kind Napa is now a nonprofit organization. So folks, be on the lookout. We'll probably be plugging that quite a bit to support Be Kind.
Right. And because you said winemaker, let's not forget the Judd's Hill Bottle Blending Day Camp as well.
Well, thanks. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned it.
I was about to bring that up.
Oh, well, that is a very cool experience where you can come in and blend your own wine with me or one of our great wine educators. And when you come up with your perfect cuvée, we go back into the cellar and we put it together and bottle it right there on the spot. You name it. We print up some labels. You take it home. You impress your friends. And it's great. It's fun. That's what it's about. Wine should be part of a fun enjoyment of life. That all being said, oh, and details on the Bottle Blending Day Camp at judshill.com. Go ahead and introduce our guest, would you please, Lauren Mull?
As a deputy DA, she made it her mission to go speak, to help local kids face a future not so bleak. Now she's a judge of the court, a respectable sort, the Honorable Judge Langhorn, Monique.
Ah, it's Monique Langhorn. How
all
are
rise.
You? Oh, sorry, yeah, rise. Here we, and we all did. How about that?
You may now be seated.
Thank you. Pleasure to have you in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, how should I address you? What is the proper, do I say Your Honor, the Honorable Judge Langhorn? How would... I don't know. Pardon my ignorance. How should I address you?
Well, if we were in court, you would say Your Honor.
Yes.
Or Judge Langhorn. Mm-hmm. But since we're in the radio station here, you can just call me Monique.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Monique. Thank you very much. I like to respect titles, though. You know,
sure,
even friends I grew up with, if they're a doctor, and I've known this person since we were nine, you know, if I... You know, he or she comes in, I was like, hello, doctor. And they look at me like, doctor, you know,
right.
We went to third grade together. Anyhow. Okay, Monique, thank you. And I'm glad you're here. I was excited to meet you, somebody who I respect greatly and have much admiration for and has been a two-time guest here on this very show, a local Napa historian, author, the Honorable Judge Ray Guadagni, retired, was relentless. Not really. I mean, he recommended that I get in touch with you. He thinks you're fabulous. I had to block his phone number because he was calling so much to get you on the phone. I'm kidding, Ray. We're big fans. So he thinks the world of you and was very excited to have you here, to have this opportunity. And I don't know what all that noise is going on.
Oh,
something's happening
look at this,
out there.
Jen, we now have a printer here in the studio.
Is that? Oh, something is printed. That's what that is. I had no idea. It scared me behind me. Sorry about that. Sorry, Monique. Anyway,
okay.
So we thank Ray Guadagni for recommending that we get in touch. And I'm excited because I've read about you in the past in the paper when you became a Superior Court judge here in Napa, made big news. And I'd like to get to know who you are.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're going to do. Is that cool?
That's cool.
And we can take this conversation wherever we want. How do we unplug that printer, Lauren? Can you work on that? So, Monique, what... You're local North Bay.
Yes.
Not from Napa itself, but
right.
But nearby, right?
Right. Born and raised in Vallejo, California.
Okay.
Right next
so
door.
Just next door.
Right.
Great. Okay. So born, raised, and still in the neighborhood. That's very
right.
Cool. What was your... how did you get interested in law? Was your family involved in law? Are you entering the family business? Like... What got you on this path? I'm always curious to see how people find their way in life.
Sure. Well, I've known since I was 4 years old that I wanted to be a lawyer and a judge.
Yeah.
And in fact, I say I'm born and raised in Vallejo, but I should say that I was a military brat initially.
Oh,
and so
okay.
My biological father was in the Navy. So we did live in Virginia.
Hmm.
We lived in Orlando, Florida, and came back to my mom's hometown of Vallejo by the time I was in fifth grade. So I was educated there. I bring that up because when I was between the ages of 4 and 6, I remember vocalizing that I wanted to be a lawyer and a judge to one of my teachers.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I was in Virginia, and I was told I could not
be
a lawyer or a judge because I was black.
A teacher.
Yeah.
I hear stories about that from time to time, and it's heartbreaking because these are the people that should be inspiring, supporting,
right,
guiding. Obviously, it didn't deter you.
No, I think I've made it my life's mission to prove that person wrong.
Well, good. It's a good thing you did. You have that type of determination, I guess. That, I mean, obviously, it's proven here. So what happened when this person said you couldn't be? What did you do to make it so?
Well,
at the age of 6-ish?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
Luckily, I have a great family who's always been supportive. And so in spite of what that teacher said, I had the support of my family to achieve my goals. And so... And I'm really not sure why I formulated that idea so long ago and so young, but as I grew and matured, I learned about the civil rights movement. I just saw things that were happening to me and around me, and I always thought that lawyers and judges were at the forefront of that. So it sort of solidified those goals that I had set for myself way back when. And so I just went on that path, and I never stopped.
It's wonderful.
And
so
now I'm here.
Yeah, here you are, you know, many years later. But let's talk about the path a little bit.
Sure.
You entered UC Berkeley.
Yes.
Is that correct? That's where you went to law school?
Right after high school, I went to UC Berkeley undergrad, and then I went to the law school, which was called Bolt Hall back then.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed it to Berkeley Law.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're in Northern California.
Yes.
You know what's going on around these parts. This is great that you're able to stay here and
Absolutely.
Work in the community that you grew up in. Okay, so from UC Berkeley, you graduate. Of course, we're probably skipping a lot of stuff, and we do jump around on the show
sure.
a bit. So what happens? You're fresh with a law degree, and then what is the first step?
Well, before I even
received
my law degree, I was undergrad at UC Berkeley, and I was talking to one of my classmates. It was the end of my junior year, and I told her I wanted to be a lawyer and a judge, and just so happened she told me her mother was the division chief at the Family Support Division here in Napa, and she said she talked to her mother about, you know, getting me a job, and sure enough, she came back, and she said, my mom said you can work for them in the summer. So in 1995, I started working in then it was called the Child Family Support Division. Now it's the Department of Child Support Services. And I was a paper filer. So I just alphabetized paperwork all day. And then eventually they trusted me with the Child Support Modification Project. And then once I went to law school, they allowed me to go to court as a certified law intern. I had a supervising attorney. And I was able to prosecute child support cases even before I became a lawyer. And then once I passed the bar, I was hired in the district attorney's office here in Napa. So Gary Lieberstein, the former DA, hired me.
Yeah, Gary. I know Gary. And pardon me. So in his intro there, Lauren mentioned something about kids. You went to go speak so kids wouldn't, what'd you say, face a future not so bleak?
To help local kids face a future not so bleak.
Okay, so that's what he was referring to.
Right.
You've been advocating for children for...
A very long time.
I've
always been a mentor. I was even a cheerleader coach for the American Canyon Patriots years ago when my daughter was a cheerleader.
Really?
Right now, I'm the presiding judge over the American Canyon Peer Court, and I'm also a mentor at the Jesse Bethel Law Academy.
What is a peer court? I've heard that term before, but I'm going to claim many ignorances. I don't even know if that's a word, by the way. But I'm going to claim ignorance many times during this show. What is the peer
sure.
court?
Well, the director, her name is Isadora Ash. She is a wonderful person. And also Judge Gadani, was very instrumental in getting this off the ground. But it's a court for kids. Basically, young people, if they're charged with or they've committed low-level crimes, they're able to go to court. They accept their responsibility. And we hold a court session wherein they're, quote unquote, on trial. There's a peer jury, so there's 12 students who will decide what will happen. There's a peer attorney for the young person and also a community attorney. And so I am the judge for that, and I direct things, but they actually put on a court case. And so the person who's, quote unquote, in trouble indicates that he or she has accepted responsibility. The job of the peer jury is to determine what their consequences will be, and usually it's community service. They usually have to write an apology to the community, and they actually give that apology orally in court. They apologize to their parents. So it's fun, but it's a way to keep the young person out of the system. So if they willingly participate in the program and they go through all of the terms and conditions, they don't have a record. So I think it's a great program.
Very interesting. I mean, it sounds great. And I can see why Judge Guadagni is a big fan of yours, you know, advocating for children. I mean, I don't have to tell you, I'm reminding the audience if they've heard him on the show, that's what he did. And he was very near and dear to him. And I can't think of him without thinking about his cake baking. Were you ever witness to this?
Yes, when he would do adoptions, he yes. would always have a cake. I actually have one later this afternoon. I do not bake, so I'll be going to the store to buy one.
Oh, but you keep up the cake tradition. Yes. It's the sweetest thing. He would be the judge of officiating the, tell me if I'm using the right terminology here, the adoption finalization, right? Is that?
Right.
Okay. And he would, to celebrate, he would personally bake a cake yes. for every one of these that he presided over.
Absolutely.
And bring it in. I thought that's the sweetest mm-hmm. thing. And I'm glad to hear that the tradition, whether you actually bake it or not, I just think it's sweet that you provide a mm-hmm. a cake. I'm actually getting a little misty here. It's so nice. Okay. So Peer Court, where were we? All right. And now you are a Superior Court judge here in Napa and have been for...
So I was officially sworn in December 5th of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I was a Superior Court commissioner for over 12 years.
And that acts like a judge,
yes.
right?
Sometimes we would call ourselves baby judges.
Okay.
But we would have our own courtroom, our own cases. We wear a robe. We're considered subordinate judicial officers. And so our jurisdiction in terms of what cases we could do was limited. Oftentimes parties would have to stipulate to us, but we were just like the judges.
And what were you presiding over? Maybe take me through what the commissioner does versus what a judge does and what the responsibilities of a superior court. I hear that term all the time, superior court judge. And I might have asked Ray that, but my memory fades with age, and you can remind me. I appreciate
sure,
it. Thank
no
you.
No problem. So when I started in 2006 as a Superior Court judge, I started in the family law part of it. And so that meant that I did unrepresented family law cases. I did juvenile dependency. So that's the cases where children are in foster care and the parents are trying to basically get their lives together so they can get their children back.
Oh, okay.
During that time, I was also doing small claims cases. And then every 2 years, I would switch with the other commissioner and take on a criminal assignment. So when I did that, it was a misdemeanor cases. I did adult drug court. I forgot to mention when we had juvenile drug court, I did that as well. Arraignments, motions, some of everything, adult traffic, juvenile traffic. So as a commissioner, I did all of that for 12 and a half years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And now as a Superior Court judge, which is an amazing title. I mean, I love the way that sounds. There's a lot of power in that.
So now as a Superior Court judge, I sit on a civil assignment. So each day I have a civil law and motion calendar. I also do civil trials. But because we are small here in Napa County, we have to know how to do many different areas, and we have to help each other out. So oftentimes I will take on preliminary hearings, in juvenile cases if needed, family law hearings, and also criminal trials.
Wow. So. I don't know if this is a weird question or not, but is there a type of trial? Is there a type of... what do you like to preside over, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. Is it criminal stuff? Is it family stuff? Do you like... What do you like to involve yourself in day to day? What speaks to you?
Sure. Well, most people would think it would be criminal because I was a deputy district attorney for a number of years. And then I also did family law, but I actually like doing civil. It's something that's new to me as a judge, and I like to learn new things every day. And I do learn every day on the job. So I enjoy doing civil.
And what would that entail?
So I do probate, trusts. I've had a couple of medical malpractice trials that I've done. So it's sort of a collage of everything. Again, because we're a small county, we take on a lot of different cases that perhaps if I were in a bigger county, I might just do probate all day long.
I see. You'd specialize. Well, that's got to be interesting for you that it's constantly changing. I don't know if this is a good analogy or not. We do quite a bit of custom winemaking, and also we make small lots of, you know, oddball varieties of wine. And folks ask us, you know, how do you deal with all that? You know, and I say, you know what? It keeps it fun.
Right.
Where it's something new. And our winemaker, Eric, and I, we just love dealing with all these. I mean, it's challenging. There's no doubt about it. It's definitely not the easy path, but it keeps life interesting because we can learn about these different varieties and these different fermentation situations that arise. And it sounds like with you, you're constantly stimulated and challenged and growing with everything that you do.
Absolutely. It's a great analogy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I get a mix of things. I start off with my civil law in motion calendar, but I could get a family law case. I could get a preliminary hearing at any time or take on a criminal trial. And I love the variety. It keeps it exciting.
That's cool. And I'll bet you're becoming, in your mentorship, that must be great for the people who you look to you for, advice and inspiration. And you must be becoming somewhat of a sought out expert when you have to deal with so much. Someone's like, you know, I've never dealt with this kind of case, but I bet I know who has. Yeah, you.
Well, I don't know if I'm an expert just yet, but certainly I'm always willing to assist and help anybody who needs that and just be there as a resource.
Wonderful. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to follow up on something I overheard earlier today when Lauren walked in and you and I were sitting outside in the lobby chatting. And Lauren said, oh, yes, I know who you are. I saw you in court. And I kind of gave a look. I'm not sure if I know the whole story. Lauren, if I may, is this public? Can we talk about this in public? What were you doing
Absolutely.
In court? Is there something I should know? Do I need to, you know, bail you out of something? Or what's happening?
Judd.
Yes, Lauren.
I've been watching court shows on TV for a long time, like Judge Judy, The People's Court,
yeah.
Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mills Lane.
Keep
all
going.
All those people. Judge Mathis. Everybody. So after watching him on TV, I always wanted to be like to see for me to come and see a trial in person.
Okay.
And so that's where I first saw you, Monique.
Well, how did it go?
Yeah. Well, can we talk about the details? What did you witness in the courtroom that day?
Oh, well, the proceedings of the trial.
Anything stick in your mind? Any details? Any emotions come up within you? Anything that struck you as either exciting or perhaps confusing that you might want to clear up? Like, what were some of your impressions?
Oh, my gosh. It's been so long. I haven't been back to the courthouse for a long time, but I just sat quiet throughout the whole proceedings.
Do you remember what the case was?
Nope, it's been so long.
Okay,
can't remember.
Well, that's fine.
I bet it's not as exciting as the TV shows.
Well, not really.
Do you have any catchphrases, Monique? I mean, Judge Judy was famous, and most of which I don't feel comfortable repeating here on this show, but, you know, do you bang your gavel and say, and that's how it's going down, or I don't know, just something.
It's interesting you would ask that because, and that you would mention that, because my dad loves to watch the judge shows, and I tell him all the time, it's not like that when you go to real court. We actually do not have gavels.
What?
And that's what I wanted all these years.
Do you have the thing, like without the handle that you wrap down?
We do not have that either.
Do you ever use your knuckles on the desk? Do you do like,
we do not do that either.
Do you ever clear your throat loudly and say, ahem, ahem, excuse, you know, how do you get everyone's attention?
Well, I have a bailiff with a gun, and usually that helps.
Just point to that person?
Right. Okay. So our bailiffs are wonderful, and they are really tuned into what's going on in the court, and if they need to deal with, you know, a ruckus or something,
I see.
They do that.
So just ask the bailiff to fire the gun in the air a couple times, and that gets everyone's attention?
No, firing of guns.
No.
But, you know, you give the look, and they're either already on it, or you give the look, and they know what to do.
I can't let this go. Why don't you have a gavel? I mean, this is, like you said, your life's dream, you wanted to be a judge just so you could have a gavel. No, but that seems like part of the required equipment.
Well, I was told years ago, because we have court reporters, and, you know, that's the individual who sits and takes down everything, that if we bang the gavel, that the person would jump out of their skin. I remember that was the quote, so we do not have gavels.
Come on, I'm not buying that for a minute. Those court reporters have heard and seen it all. Why would a loud rapping on a desk scare them.
That's what I was told.
All right. Okay. I guess we'll move on then. But I'm going to need a moment to recover.
Okay.
So we're going to take a little break and then come back with, I want to use your title. Can I say?
You can.
do I call the Honorable Judge
you
Monique
can.
Langhorne?
Yes.
Then that's what you are.
Okay.
I mean, you are, obviously. That's what I'm going to call you. The Honorable Judge Monique Langhorne is here. We're having a nice conversation. And what do you say, Lauren?
This courtroom is now in recess. This is Judd's Napa Valley Show on KVON. We'll be back after these messages.
It's fun, it's exciting, and it's like going to a concert.
Your winning career starts at Grayton.
I've been with Grayton since day one, and 5 years later, I'm supervising. We always want to promote from within.
Apply today at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Trade Brewing, located on 1st Street in Napa, is dedicated to producing unique and delicious beers for great craft beer drinkers. Stop by for a pint, a bite, and some good company. We have a fine selection of tasty beers and real good food. New hours Monday through Thursday, 2 to 8, Friday, 2 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, and Sunday, 12 to 6. With happy hour from 3 to 5 Monday through Friday, that includes $3 beers and half-off snacks. Come and join us for a good time and receive a 15% discount when you mention this ad.
It's local basketball on KVON each afternoon, Monday through Friday, following the Berry Pat at 3 o'clock and rebroadcast of a local game on Saturday at noon following On the Wine Road. That's Iris Pick on KVON Sports.
Community Grapevine.
Join the Arts Council Napa Valley as 10 high school students compete for the title of Best Poetry Reciter in the county. KVON's Barry Martin hosts the National Poetry Out Loud Contest on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. at the Lucky Penny. Come see who will move on to the state championship. The event is free and open to the public. Sponsored by the Poetry Foundation and National Endowment of the Arts. Visit Arts Council Napa Valley to learn more.
Wherever you go, just tell your smart speaker to play KVON, the voice of Napa Valley.
Wind Down Media, loving our new digs at South Napa Century Center. Featuring our podcast bay, Leading Your Brands Podcast.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Show. Remain seated and come to order. Judd's Napa Valley Show is back in session.
Well, what do you think? Has he got a future
it.
In the courtroom?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Our guest is the Honorable Judge Monique Langhorne of the Napa Superior Court, or Superior Court Judge, but help me.
All of the above.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. I get so tripped up on titles sometimes, but I respect the title for sure. Before we talk more about you,
okay.
I see that you you brought something into the studio today that yes. you mentioned you wouldn't mind giving out.
Yes.
We used to call this a bit mm-hmm. because people would bring me like little goodie bags and I'd be happy to give them out. So right. We used to call this getting your hands on Judd's goodies, but we stopped. Our DA and former police chief and I think current police chief all said that's probably not. And I kind of get where they're coming from. It never occurred to me, but I see it now. So we haven't come up with another name.
Okay.
But folks still bring things in. I think it's fun to give away. And you brought something that looks like it might be quite attractive to many folks
yes.
out there.
I brought a Warriors headband. A Warriors headband.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
And there's got to be a story behind that. And it's still new in the cellophane package.
Right.
It is a blue headband with the familiar gold logo with the bridge. And it says, I'm a Warrior. It doesn't say literally, but
right.
if you wear that, you're telling the world, I am a Warriors fan.
Right.
So this is, again, brand new, and it's ready for you. What's the story? You must have got this...
So I, in addition to being a 49ers fan, I must say, I'm also a Warriors fan, and
uh-huh.
we like to go to games when we can,
mm-hmm.
and so I've had this for about 3 or 4 years, And, you know, they give away the free stuff. And so I got three of them, and it sat on my shelf with the other two, and I don't wear headbands.
Okay, I was going to ask. No one in my house wears headbands. You're not wearing one at the moment.
So I thought this would be a good thing to give away.
Sure.
I mean, everyone. Just collecting dust.
Everyone loves the Warriors.
Yes.
They're maybe not doing so hot right now, but
and
I think.
Actually, we carry the Warriors here on KVON.
Well, what a tie-in. Yes. How about that?
There we are.
All right, folks out in radio listening land, if you would like to have this brand new in package, still sealed, highly collectible Warriors headband from the desk of the Honorable Judge Monique Langhorne of Napa Superior Court, just be the first to tweet. That's what they call it these days, right? Tweeting. Tweet with the hashtag JNVS for Judd's Napa Valley Show and put at Judd's Hill, one word, and that way I'll see it immediately. And if you're the first one, I will give this to you. I'll bring it back to the tasting room at Judd's Hill at the south end of Silverado Trail, 1 mile north of Trancas, where it will be until Friday afternoon, where I'm sure one of our fabulous staff members will probably want to take it home and I'll give it to them. But that's your, what do you call it? That's your statute of limitations. I don't know what I'm talking about with legalese. I'm sorry. Thank you for putting up with my ridiculousness. But yeah, we'll have it there till Friday. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more. Well, you mentioned the 49ers and the Warriors. You're a big sports fan. How are you feeling right now? Things are pretty good in 49er land.
Yes, I am loving it. I grew up watching the 49ers. I remember when they came out with that song, we would all be in the living room singing it when they would play. And so I'm excited that we are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. As you know, pretty much.
Chiefs.
Yes, against Kansas City Chiefs. You gasped. That's like the unspeakable name right
don't
there.
Don't even mention them.
Predictions?
We're going to win.
Okay, good enough. And you brought up that song. I know singing. We're going to talk about your singing, and I promise not to put you on the spot.
Thank you.
Now, I vaguely recall, I'm not a big sports dude. I enjoy casual sports viewing and even more casual conversation about it, but I don't really recall the song. Can you, some of the lyrics anyway. I'm not asking you to sing, but what was the name of the song?
We're the 49ers.
Like every team had the we're the...
Right.
There was like we're the Bears and we're the... And I think Saturday Night Live and did a takeoff like we're the Kickers and it had all these kickers from different countries singing. Yeah.
Well, the 49ers have the best song though.
How did it go? You don't have to sing it. I promised. And a promise is a promise. And it's up to you if you want to. But what were some of the... Do you remember some of the lyrics? And I'm not doing this just to be funny. I just don't remember how it went.
They would say we're the 49ers. We will rock you till we win the fight. We're the 49ers.
There was
we're
a video
dynamite.
That went with,
yes,
and they kind of rocked back and forth,
right.
Yeah, wearing their big pads.
Right.
And, yeah. Okay, I do kind of remember that. We got to get that up on the radio station website, the link. I think that would be good. The link to that video. It's got to be out there. The link to the video for We Are the 49ers. Someone send that in and request it. Well, I'll talk to management. Okay, but let's get back. You do sing. You enjoy singing, and there was an actual court choir?
Yes.
Tell me about
this. Once again, Judge Gadani, he's awesome. He started a court choir.
He was behind that?
Yes. He started the court choir. He just had this ability to pull everybody together.
Yeah.
And as soon as he retired, you know, there's no more choir,
the
way. Yeah. So I was one of the lead singers, and we would go and practice at Vintage with the music director there at the time. And we would take songs, or the music director would take songs that we knew. For instance,
We're the 49ers.
No. Well, we never did that one.
Okay.
I remember doing a Queen song. We did. I Second That Emotion.
Oh, yeah.
That song, but the words were changed to relate to the legal field. So I've Got to Follow Motion is what the song was called. So the words were changed. It was great. We had a great time. So we would sing at the legal secretary's luncheon before those ended. And we also went to the local shelter and we sang carols.
That's nice. Yeah. And were those traditional carols?
Yeah,
those
we
weren't
did.
Changed to
right, we didn't change
legal.
The words.
What was the Queen tune? Do you remember?
That was We Are the Champions. But, oh gosh, I can't remember.
You changed it to?
Right. Oh, goodness. I will have to. I wish Ray were here. He would remember. But I'll have to think about it. I forgot what we changed it to.
I'm sure he's listening, and yes. I would ask him to call in, but we don't have a phone line here.
We haven't got the new phone system since we moved here.
Judge Ray, can you make it down here in the next 12 minutes to fill in? That is so cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, he was behind that.
Yes.
And who was singing? Was it all?
So different different members of the court. We had a couple of us. I was a commissioner at the time. We had research attorneys, clerks, just anyone you can think of. Anyone who wanted to join the choir, they were in the choir.
And nobody could keep it going after he retired?
Judge Gaddani was the glue that held us together.
I can see that, but what a fun thing. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. Fun. Well, are you feeling gluey? Do you want to keep it going? Can you pull it together again?
You know, no one can replace Ray Gaddani. Well, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. In certain respects, but I'll bet somebody could, in his spirit, I'm not going to say in his memory. He's still with us, thank goodness. But in the honor's honor, keep the court choir caroling.
Maybe we can do a reunion.
I think it's a great idea.
That would be lovely.
Maybe right here in this beautiful event space at Wind Down Media, we could have a Judd's Napa Valley Show exclusive live concert broadcast of the newly reformed court choir. Right. And maybe we can pull Judge Gaddani out of at least musical retirement to come and lead.
Oh, we'll see if we can make that work.
Okay, that's the challenge I'm putting forth. We'll see what happens. What else should we talk about? Just kind of community involvement. We've talked about you being on the court, but you do other things here in the community, besides presiding over cases. Tell me about some of the other things you're into.
Right. So I mentioned before peer court, and I absolutely love doing that because I get to interact with the students. I watch the trial unfold. I get to see these students develop because many of them start in the program. Ninth grade, and then they go through 12th grade, and just to see their skills develop over the years is just wonderful. And then have some one-on-one conversations with them. And then also, I always like to encourage the young person that is quote-unquote on trial. Mm. Through their testimony, they talk about what they want to do when they, become adults and so on and so forth. And I always try to figure out a way to connect with them and encourage them that they can do it, that it's a good thing that this is behind them, that they're in this program, so they don't have a record that would, keep them from achieving those goals.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's like the opposite of what you got as that six-year-old being told, no, you can't do that.
Absolutely.
And here you're seeing somebody who might be on the path to not being able to achieve goals, and you're showing them. And do you help map out a course for these folks if they tell you what they want to do in life? And say, if you stay out of trouble and maybe consider doing this, and maybe get into this program and study this.
Sometimes, whatever they want to do lends itself to, giving them that sort of advice. Oftentimes I can, give my card or I let them know, please, contact Isidore Ash, who's the director. Mm. If you ever want to talk to me, I always extend that to that individual, but also to the audience. If you want to come to court and see how it really goes, please, come visit me. I always give my card, like I said. And then when I mentor with the Jesse Bethel Law Academy, I do the same. We sit down with the students one-on-one. We talk about resumes, interviews, trying to help them map out their goals.
That's wonderful. Well, on behalf of the community, thank you for being supportive of youth, and especially youth who can use that extra bit of direction. It's I think the good that does is immeasurable. So thank you for doing that. What about for fun? You're into sports. So do you play sports?
No, I am getting too old for that.
Oh, come on. I think I'm quite a bit older than you are. Oh, wait, I don't play sports either. Never mind.
Well, I will say, back in 2017, a friend of mine came up with a challenge. She said, we're going to do 17 5Ks in 2017.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we did it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, many of our races were longer than a 5K, though.
So you're a runner.
We did Beta Breakers. Well, okay, so we jogged. We didn't run.
Wasn't running per se.
Right.
Okay.
So that's... And so we really did it in 2017. Since then, we've only done like one or two races a year because we're older.
That's impressive. That's exciting. Cool. All right. So you do races, and what else do you do for fun?
I love going to concerts. I love good music. And so my fiance and I, we do a lot of that. And when we have had the opportunity. My daughter is a cheerleader, and she's on the track team, so I love going to her events to watch her do those things.
Wonderful.
So.
I just imagine what you do for a living has got to be incredibly stressful at times and involved, obviously. So it's interesting to see what you do to blow off steam. And how about coping mechanisms? I mean, you must be exposed to some of the, well, you're not always exposed to the brightest, moments in human history as a judge. So it's got to get to you. Right. And I've asked this question to people like a chief plumber, like, what do you do? Because you're seeing, I mean, he sees the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. Out in the field too. Right. What do you do? And, he talked about that. So I'm curious when you're bogged down, maybe emotionally, I assume you seem like you have emotions. I know some people who seem like they just don't. It just, they take things in and they go right back out again. But you seem like a human that can hold on to things. So what are your coping mechanisms? Sure. Is it the going to music? Is it running? How do you let all that go so you can lead a happy life,
right?
I guess.
Many different things: the running or jogging, fast walking, a lot of breathing. Prayer is very helpful. Spending time not only with my family but also my friends. I have a good group of ladies, and we like to hang out and just sit back and debrief. And so, I do a lot of that. And massages help.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That all. Sounds like a valuable mm-hmm. tools. And you said breathing. Are we mm-hmm. talking like meditative breathing?
Right.
Yes.
Just
okay.
Go in my chambers and just sit and just breathe,
I've only recently mm-hmm. found personally the benefits of that. I've always thought, life is so hectic. And again, I can only imagine for you mm-hmm. that it's beyond anything but I've got a couple kids, I run a business, I'm involved in many things out in the community, and I just never have a moment. And I've always said, I need to learn to meditate mm-hmm. or just be quiet and quiet the mind.
Right.
And only recently, it took just downloading an app, that takes you through it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Just, 15 minutes. If I can spare 20, I'll do 20.
Right.
And sometimes I listen to like a guided meditation. Sometimes I just sit there, close my eyes, and just focus on the breath. It's so regenerative.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying that out loud, mm-hmm. folks. When you're feeling hectic, if you can take a few moments, look into it. It's an incredible mechanism to just calm down a bit.
And I've noticed laughing helps as well. Oh. So I do love to laugh. I love comedy. So
the best medicine, as they say. So that's wonderful. I want to ask, what music you go to, which comedians you like. We're getting a little short on time, but what are the past couple concerts that have really impressed you?
We go to Stone Soul every year.
Yeah?
And that's in Concord. And then so it's the old school R&B musician. So
who was there that you really dug?
Goodness. Because we've been to so many, I can't remember
which
one.
Okay, it doesn't matter which one, but
I will tell you,
like?
Stevie Wonder is my all-time favorite. So,
so
he
good.
Wasn't at Stone Soul, but anytime Stevie Wonder is in town or if he's in Vegas, we go see him.
Oh, good,
he's
good.
Awesome.
Phenomenal, mm-hmm. phenomenal. We are running a little short on time, but I want to find out also, you said laugh. Who do you like to laugh to?
Kevin Hart is hilarious, so he's one of the people that I do like to laugh to. But there are so many great comedians out there.
Okay, good. Well, it's just nice mm-hmm. to know that you're in all that. You're, like I said, you are a person. Sometimes you hear judge and people get very intimidated.
Mm-hmm, right.
And like, I'm sitting down here, and I was a little, intimidated. You just mm-hmm. sit down, even with Ray Guadagni, who I've mm-hmm. known as a grandfather to my kids' friends, and I see him around. But the minute he came in as Judge Guadagni, I was like, oh boy, how do I talk to this guy? So it's nice to know, Lauren, she likes going to music and she likes comedians and it's a real person.
Right.
Sometimes you get caught up in these titles.
Precisely.
Okay, thank you. I was just looking for confirmation. I need that from time to time. I do want to ask you something, and I hope it's not too personal, and you don't have to answer it.
Okay.
But this is, a good forum to get it out into the community. And it's something I'm sure that many people would like to know about you since you're out there and they read about you and they see you at events. And I'll just come out and ask you. Do you go nuts for donuts?
Go nuts for donuts.
Yeah, do you go nuts for donuts? Donuts.
I love donuts.
Well, then here you go. This is a nice pink box of donuts. Oh, and what I'd like you to do is pick one of those, if you wouldn't mind. Okay. Which one is speaking to you?
The chocolate on the top.
The classic chocolate raised.
Yes. That was a close one, Judd.
Well, I think what Lauren's referring to is well into the 90th percentile of our guest on Judd's Napa Valley Show, pick the maple old fashioned. So she is a traditionalist here. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm rendering my judgment. You are a traditionalist when it comes to the donut court. I'm not going to ask you to render any further judgments on that donut, except to tell me about its deliciousness later. But right now, it's time to play everyone's favorite game on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Lib.
That's right. We are going to play. Are you okay with this? Should we do this?
Oh, goodness. Okay, we can do it.
Okay. I guess I was caught up in the title. Like, do I do this with a superior court judge? But we're going to do it. This is part of the show.
Okay.
We're going to play a little, and I thank you for being up for it. We're going to play Mad Libs. You know the game.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No explanation necessary. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to need is a noun.
Okay. How about platypus?
Platypus. You know, I love watching Phineas and Ferb. I say I watch it because my kids like it, but I love that show. Right. And there's Perry the Platypus. So good. Anyhow, so platypus, an adjective, please.
Smelly.
You played this before. You know how this works. Okay. A noun, just a singular thing.
Okay. My daughter's favorite. Cell phone.
Cell phone. She's a teen, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. A year, any year in history.
1920.
Does that have any significance to you, or just...
It just popped in my
popped
head.
Popped in your head. Okay. another adjective.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully not inspired by the company in this room right now.
No.
Okay, good. A plural noun?
Nuns.
Nuns. All right. Another plural noun?
Oh, I just went to a crab feed. Crabs.
Okay. I got to get to one of those. Yes. It's crab season. They're delicious. And a fun way to support the community. I got to add that because I don't want it to sound selfish. another adjective?
How about funny?
Funny. Another adjective?
Lumpy.
Lumpy. And finally, last one, a plural noun.
Sippy cups.
Sippy cups. All right. I like this. I think this is going to be good. So what I did, I did not ask you about your website.
Okay.
What would you like to give folks if they'd like to learn more about you, your website address?
My website address is very long, so listen carefully.
Okay.
RetainJudgeMoniqueLanghorn2020.com. .org.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you. .org.
Thank you.
Yay.
Glad you said
Okay. Say it one more time.
RetainJudgeMoniqueLanghorn2020.org.
Well, earlier today I was on that website.
Okay.
And I went onto the About Me page, so about you,
okay.
Judge Monique Langhorn, and took a snippet out of it, which you've just rewritten this Mad Libs game.
Okay.
So I'm so glad to see that you seem to be a very good sport. Otherwise, I'd be in a lot of trouble right now. So, shall we do this?
Let's
have your permission to proceed?
You do.
Okay. This is in your voice, by the way.
Okay.
I am reading as you. Okay. This was written in the first person.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, what am I getting myself into? Okay, here we go. I am currently a Napa Superior Court judge. I have a long-term commitment to the courts and justice with 24 years as a public servant in Napa County.
That sounds good so far.
Okay, good. Glad. My experience began as a platypus support division intern. Followed by my service as a deputy smelly cell phone. And we know it was a deputy DA. I want to clear that up. Okay. As a court commissioner since 1920. You've been at this a while.
I have. Yes.
As a court commissioner since 1920 and now as a judge, I continue to preside over...
Oh, goodness.
I might have to have Lauren over here. I continue to preside over creepy nuns.
Oh, goodness.
I'm okay. I got through it. Thank you, Lauren. He ran right over. I appreciate that. All right. My experience qualifies me to understand the needs. Oh boy, understand the needs of crabs that appear in court.
Oh gosh.
And your final statement here. I always strive to be funny.
All right.
Lumpy. And to treat sippy cups with respect.
Okay.
All right. I think that's admirable. And I think you're admirable, and I thank you for your time to join us here today to get to know you a little better. And thanks so much, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, it's been fun.
This courtroom is now adjourned. This is Lauren Ball speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gil Lamar production.